I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Today's GeoQuiz was a bit of an obscure one. We're headed to northern Sweden for the answer. The World's David LaValle tells us about an unusual hotel that's about to open for business.
Everyone likes a room with a view. This new Swedish hotel is promising that and more to its guests. Four of its rooms come with a great bird's-eye view. They're perched 20 feet up in the pine trees. Brida Jamsen runs the hotel.
Yeah, hello.
I asked her to describe the place.
Yeah, I'll tell you. The name of the hotel is Tree Hotel, and it's located in north of Sweden, near the Arctic Circle, in the forest.
And it's located near the coast of the Gulf of Bothnia, in the small village of Harads. The answer to today's GeoQuiz, Harads.
Harads, yes, that's right. It's a small village in a river valley. It's the Lule River. It's one of the biggest rivers in Sweden. And it lives about 600 people here.
The Tree Hotel officially opens this weekend, but it's been in the works for a couple of years. Several architects contributed alternative designs for the lofty $500-a-night hotel rooms. There's one called the Cabin. Another resembles a bird's nest with a couple of port windows to peek out. And there's one nicknamed the Mirror Cube. It was designed by Swedish architect Martin Vidigard.
Our basic idea was sort of interpret the context, and the context is really a pristine, untouched nature. We wanted to interfere with that as little as possible. So our approach was to do something that just reflect the surroundings, a mirrored box. The feeling of it is almost like a mirage in the wood. You can't really see what it is.
Vidigard says that when some people venture into remote places to get back to nature, they like to bring along high-tech gear like lightweight tents and solar flashlights. So he's mimicked that in his treehouse design, using a lightweight aluminum frame and glass panels engineered to the standards of an airplane cockpit. As for privacy, he's also considered that.
This mirror cube is made out of glass that reflects from the outside but is see-through possible from the inside. So hopefully it's a close encounter with this pristine nature.
The experience of pristine nature is the audio theme of the Tree Hotel's website. The mirror cube is about the same size as the simple wooden shed that Henry David Thoreau lived in at Walden Pond, but he never had to climb a rope ladder to get to his writing desk. In addition to a panoramic view of the Lula River Valley, the mirror cube comes with heat, wireless internet, and some room service. For breakfast, Brita Jansson says guests can opt for international or local fare. That might be a plate of smoked reindeer bacon, Swedish pancakes, and...
of course, black strong coffee with nothing in it.
All carefully carried up that rope ladder. For The World, I'm David LaValle.